Carlos excited about this and surprised that Ward Lucas made time to actually come into the studio to talk about his book, Neighbors at War. You left TV a few years ago.
I retired in 2009 from Channel 9.
And you've been doing this, which keeps you entertained, I think, investigating homeowners associations.
First of all, I have to respect you guys who work at this end of the clock, because I don't. This is about the
this
time
end of the clock.
I go to
bed.
That.
Yeah.
But, I've released a book called Neighbors at War, The Creepy Case Against Your Homeowners Association.
Wow.
It's doing very well on Amazon. In fact, we've got close to 30 five-star reviews on Amazon from people who've read the book and are now going out and trying to peddle the book on neighbors.
Well, but this is, it's not quite universal. But it's your contention. More and more communities are going with homeowners associations to what? Just manage. Look, we're just trying to manage the snow plowing.
We're just trying to get the grass cut. It is universal. Every single homeowners association is at the point, at the nexus, where it is potentially going to go bankrupt, is going to go into a phase where management companies begin frivolously fining, suing, and leaning the homes of homeowners. You've got a $50 billion a year business now revolved around going in and theoretically managing homeowners associations, but these management companies make no money unless they're towing your car, unless they're leaning your house because you inadvertently underpaid dues by 28 cents, a very real case in West Boca, Florida, and they took a lady's house, the house was totally paid off, over an inadvertent underpayment of 28 cents. Very real story.
Really?
I recount these stories.
They have
in
the
my
power
book.
To do that?
They do have the power, because what you do when you sign the CCNRs to get into a homeowners association, you are essentially signing away your constitutional rights. You have no right to be black. You have no right to be Hispanic. You have no right to be Jewish or Chinese or whatever the particular CCNR says.
I'm sorry, CCNR?
Covenants, controls, and restrictions are basically the controls that you sign when you sign that real estate document.
On that stack of paper
right.
You're signing at the closing is a...
So,
ooh.
In the very beginning of a homeowners association, they're very benign. The developer still has lots he wants to sell, so it's deemed as a great neighborhood where everybody wants to be. But the second phase of a homeowners association, usually the second 10 years, few people stop paying their dues, and the HOA begins leaning, fining, and actually suing to take homes away. They're winning case after case. There are no state controls anywhere in the country that I know of that restore these constitutional rights. You read the recent story over the past year about Colonel Barfoot, a 92-year-old colonel in back in the Northeast who tried to put up a flagpole and fly a flag. They sued and took his home. Across the country, you're being sued for having a dog that weighs 1 pound too much, for having a flag on the front porch, for having a garage door that's open more than 10 minutes at a time, for having a pickup truck instead of a car. And these are very real documented cases. I'm not talking about a few hundred cases.
Not just
cases.
A pickup truck on blocks.
No, not
on the
blocks.
On the grass.
No, a pickup truck itself. No, in the driveway.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Letter from the Homeowners Association saying to not leave your shoes on outside your door.
Yeah, you can lose your house over such nonsense.
Yeah.
These organizations, there's a national organization that called the Community Associations Institute, which considers itself they call it an educational institute.
Research, education.
What they really do is they're the referral agency, which refers attorneys, which refers the lawn mowers, which refers the folks that come in and clean the pool. They're the ones at the head of the triangle here who pass out massive amounts of referrals to attorneys to sue homeowners who have made incredibly minor violations of the covenants.
See, I thought it was going the other way. Where I thought you were saying when you have a problem with your association and it's time to bring in the lawyers to fight for your 28 cents back, then there's some organization that's going to help you and help the people.
That's what they claim they do. But what they do is they refer the attorney to fight the case against you and your 28 cents.
Ward Lucas, our guest, the website neighborsatward.com, that's the title of his new book.
So I guess the next question would be, is there any hope? Is anything being done?
Across the country, people are beginning to get angry.
Okay, that's the first step.
We're seeing some people rising up here and there. We've got Nyla Ridings in Kansas. We've got George Steropoli in Arizona, Jonathan Friedrich in Nevada, Jan Bergman in Florida. Around the country, these names are rising up. Who are running websites who are saying, enough, we have signed away our constitutional rights without knowing that we signed away our constitutional rights, and we want them back. And they're going to the legislature. Some are getting some new legislation passed. We had some legislation, very milquetoast legislation, mm-hmm. passed in Colorado called HB 100 a few years ago under Governor Owens. But the bottom line is you've got no constitutional rights in a homeowners association. You signed those away. You didn't know it, but you signed them away. You've got no access to the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 10th, 14th Amendment. They're gone.
All right. We're shock and disbelief. I'm not believing what you're saying, and then I'm looking at your well-documented book here, over 300 pages of cases.
Yeah.
Like Chapter 3, you subtitle it a Never Marry Brown, a dirty little secret that modern HOAs were established to screen out certain segments of society.
Sure.
I'm sorry, fair housing laws?
Yep.
You can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can. Sure you can. Sure you can. Coincidentally, the timing of the rise of the American Homeowners Association was in 1964. Why that year?
Civil Rights Act.
You got it, Civil Rights Act. So these white developers got together and said, we've got to somehow get around the Civil Rights Act. So what we'll do is we'll start private clubs called homeowners associations. We'll have golf courses because blacks don't generally, they're not genetically predisposed to play golf or tennis. So this whole thing started the same year, and it worked for decades. In fact, the one person who doesn't know what he did for the rights of homeowners associations was Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. When he won the Jerry Pate Collegiate Golf Tournament, all of a sudden the golf masters had to start mm-hmm. looking around the country and say, wait a minute, what about all these places we play golf where blacks aren't allowed?
Ward, I was having a good day.
I'm sorry.
Until a few minutes ago.
All right, we're taking calls now. 303-291-0666. No, we're not going to take calls. Yeah. But Ward Lucas, the website is neighborsatward.com. Wow. That's the title of your new book. This came out
In March,
still picking up steam.
Yes, it
and
is.
I think perhaps the TV industry's loss is the people's gain.
Well, I'm
going
dedicated to this cause. I'll tell you this, it makes me so angry when I hear the stories from around the country. And I do blog each night about various stories that are going on. I talk about organized crime in this book. I'm not kidding. In Las Vegas, Nevada, last year there was a raid on 200, I think it was 100 homeowners associations. 39 people were targeted in a federal racketeering investigation. Now, these are board members. These are police officials.
Fine taxpaying Americans.
These are attorneys. These are people who were targeted for diverting hundreds of millions of dollars out of the equity of homeowners into the pockets of a few lawyers, a couple of police investigators, a judge who has not been indicted yet. The trials are actually, out of the first 10 who were targeted, 4 committed suicide under very suspicious circumstances.
And I thought it was just about ugly Christmas lights.
No, not even close.
Ward Lucas.
The trials are going to begin in March, and we're going to see some fireworks in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ward Lucas, neighborsatward.com. We'll post links to this on our Twitter and Facebook pages. You got up early to be here. Thank you very much, Ward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.